This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
What do you want me to be? Here are the choices. This guy. Jeff, how are you? You look good today. Did you trim your eyebrows?
I like.
Jeff Lutz.
It's not really about sense of humor. It's about whether I want to humor you. Do I? So, not really.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I heartily endorse this event for
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Bob and Jeff here on KFH Radio. Brent Chemnitz in with us today. Our annual Wichita Treasure Show, Brent. Formerly, long time, 37 years?
38 years, Bob.
38 years, Wichita State pitching coach. Now in development.
Ninth year.
Senior athletic director. How much did you have to pay to get that title?
I like that title. They thought about changing it, but I said, no, I like that. Assistant AD for outreach.
Oh, assistant, not senior.
No, I'm not. No. I made it clear early on, I'm not trying to be an AD or move up the ladder. I like my niche. My niche is get out in the community, promote, and ask everybody I see for money.
All right,
but at least they know that, so you cut through the chase.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it.
Yes.
I hated that part of what I do now with a nonprofit. But now it's just second nature.
Yes, yes.
So let's
Mike
talk.
Cooper, how come we didn't mention Byte Magazine?
How did you not mention him?
Yes.
I mean, you talk about a Wichita treasure.
Absolutely.
And we love you, Mike, but whatever. Let's go into burger joints.
Well, there's a top.
Oasis.
That's one on my list.
Well, there you go.
But there's five. Okay, for
me. Let me see if I can guess.
Top five burgers in Wichita. Oasis is on that list. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Buster's Burger Barn down on MacArthur Road.
It's not on my list.
No?
That would be others
receiving
votes.
Bill's Charcoal Grill?
I was there 2 weeks ago.
Pretty solid, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Me and Mark Rogers are going to go there soon. Me and Josh Shorter went there recently.
Two other Wichita treasures.
Yes, absolutely. It would be others receiving votes.
Well, if you don't have Freddy's on your list, then there's...
Others receiving votes, although I love Freddy's.
What else? What do you have? And I'm going to mention some... I'm going to mention one that nobody talks about, but I'm going to mention it. Go ahead. Who do you have?
Well, Ty's Diner.
Oh, Ty's Diner, of course.
Okay, that may be one. But Ty's Diner, great fries, great burger.
Great atmosphere.
Treasure, great atmosphere.
Good feel.
Check every box. Now, Bomber Burger was on there, but it went under because the owner passed away.
Hate that when that happened.
Did you ever go to Bomber
Burger?
I like
Bomber Burger.
Yes. You know, when I'd go there, they only take cash. And when I'd go there, I'd always say, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. I'd get like a cheeseburger, fries, chili. I wouldn't drink water. I'd drink pop. It's like, you know what? If you're gonna jump into the experience, let's do it.
And if you're going to pay cash,
yes.
I got a lot of cash.
And the owner was a guy that hated the Chiefs. He was a Pittsburgh Steelers guy.
And he'd let you know it.
Yes. So they were on the list. Timbuktu, we're going to call.
I like Timbuktu. They are another place that only takes cash.
Yes, and it's a great burger, great atmosphere.
Can I just say this about that? Come on, people. Nobody uses cash anymore. I hate to be that guy, but let's go. See,
that's a
you don't
thing.
Like
it's an old
you don't
school
like
thing.
That. You don't
I,
like
I'm
any,
a cash guy.
You
that's
know what
the only
you've
thing.
Lost? You tell me I've lost. I don't. I'm no fun anymore. Here's what you've lost because of what you do now. This mucho love for everything in your life.
Everybody's beautiful, Jeff.
You yes. can't,
I love everybody.
It makes you uncomfortable when I go and tell Timbuktu that they need to not just take cash.
Well, I'm a cash guy. If there's only one negative that I have about Riverfront Stadium is, say I get three vodka crayons over the course of an evening.
An inning,
And Tim Grubbs, he's told me last night I need to continue to come down and do some games with him, and I enjoy that. But I'll go home with like three different receipts as opposed to paying cash. So you got to go and balance your book that night, and it's like three different receipts, and I don't know.
You balance your books after one night of having three cocktails?
Well, every night I balance. If I spent money that day,
I
balance my checkbook.
That's so you.
What's wrong with that trait?
That is so, what's the word?
But you don't bounce checks like that. Okay.
I'm going to name this is a national chain.
They don't count.
But I'm going to name it anyway. And I don't know if you go there. But in terms of having a great burger, Brahms.
Oh my God. I can't argue with you. I that was all ready to kind of jump down your throat. That's a go-to for me maybe once a week. I'll do drive-through at Brahms.
Try the bacon cheeseburger.
Well, I just get the junior cheeseburger, small fry, and I do a water.
Mr. Health over here.
Yes, exactly. Hey,
and then I do three cranberry vodkas.
And I need a lemon, please.
There you go. Yeah, the small fry, water, and do you have a bottle of vodka?
Yes, straight. No, Brahms, I can't argue with you. Good for you.
Did you name all five of your burger places?
Well, I'm going Oasis, Tides, Timbuktu. I'm going to take Marmer Burger off because they're no longer Sport Burger.
On Hillside.
Yes.
Very good.
Sport Burger.
Is that still around? I thought something happened with that.
No.
I think it's still around.
It's still going there. And some of the other ones, I'm looking at my list. You got Calvin's Hamburger Haven. You mentioned Bill's.
West Street Burger. Good. You don't come to the West Side often.
Here's the one that I'm going to put in there since I had to take Marmer Burger off. I'm going to go TJ's Burger House.
Yeah, TJ's is good.
There you go.
Right there, Delano. Yeah. So that's my five. I'm a big burger guy. And, you know, everybody wants you to think that meat or red meat or whatever is bad for you. It's actually can help your red or white blood cell count.
Interesting.
Did you know that?
Dr. Brent Chemnitz with us today.
I learned that when I had knee issues a couple years ago.
How is the knee, by the way?
It's fine. It's good.
Yeah, good. You were hobbling around.
Yeah, I was on the DL for 3 months. Thank God I've worked there 100 years and had never taken one sick leave.
Wow.
So I had 3 months.
So I don't know if you wrote down Mexican restaurants.
Oh. La Palma was the best. Herman Reyes. Is
that's
he still
a long
around?
Time ago, but yes.
That was 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Margaritas. I like Playa Azul. Are there more than one?
Yeah, I think there used to be. I don't know. We like Ruben's down in the
Ruben's
Delano district.
That's one of my go-tos. But you know the Delano, I think it's Mexican cafe? Monarch, which we talked about earlier, it's about a block to the east.
Good place?
Absolutely. Highly recommend it.
Connie's.
Now, Ruben's, yes, Connie's is good on Broadway. But Ruben's I probably go to more than the Mexican cafe, Delano Mexican Cafe, but it's outstanding.
Have you ever been, it's right by WSU, it's called Sazon?
No.
You should go there.
We love Cholita's out on West Central.
As you should.
We think it's really good.
You should go. Just give it a shot.
What?
It's a little. It's just a small little place
called
Sazon. S-A-Z-O-N.
Well, there you have it. It's Mexican.
Yeah, and it's great.
Well, I trust you.
Give it a shot.
Yes. No, I'm a big Mexican food guy.
When you go to lunch. Now, we haven't been to lunch in a while, but we've been to Merle's.
Yes.
But there's only a handful of places that you normally pick out for lunch.
Well, I try to
expand. I know Livingston's Cafe is
that's my number one. Had lunch there today. I actually had breakfast over the lunch. But remember Jeannie's? It's now called Livingston's Diner.
Yeah.
It's next to my stylist, my barber shop.
Yes, you can knock out two things.
Thursday, and today's Thursday, and I did not go there, but they have a goulash special.
Love goulash.
Yes. So that's one of my go-tos. Back on the Mexican thing, La Chinita.
Okay.
La Chinita's a good place.
Yes. Well, I think we have a ton of outstanding restaurants.
Felipe's, of course.
Felipe's is for sure. But Chris Davis works at Taco Shop.
Oh, wonderful job he does out there.
Yes. I go through the drive-through there. It's got to be the most inexpensive prices in town. Good. It still blows my mind how they're able to do that. But good for them. Good Mexican tacos. Let's go restaurants all over the place.
Let's do it.
You got Yaya's.
Yaya's. Yes.
Yes. We mentioned Chester's earlier. You got Newport Grill. You got Lemongrass. My daughter just texted me and said she wants to go there tonight. So I'm a fan.
You've never been there before.
I've been there once.
But you're a big fan of it.
Oh, love it. Firebirds. You ever go to Firebirds?
I've been maybe once. Once or twice. Big fan.
What are your West Side gigs that I need to hit? 12? Have you ever been to 12?
I've never been to 12.
I've only been to 12 once.
Kevin Saul's son works there, or did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I keep saying I'm going to check it out, but I haven't.
My wife likes Public at the Brickyard, which isn't
a
West
Side
place, but it's downtown. I'm trying to think of the local places that we go. Margaritas I love, I already mentioned.
I'll tell you where, and this, again, is not a Wichita thing, and I like Wichita restaurants as much as anyone, but for convenience, Texas Roadhouse is pretty darn good.
Can't argue. Yeah, they have one out by the airport, and then they have one on the east side.
Right.
Yeah, so I totally agree. I almost forgot Emerson Biggins, Luis Lopez.
Oh, how could you almost forget Louis?
I was with Big Lou last night at Jay Miller's.
Sounds like everybody was there except
yes,
for Jeff and
anybody
me.
That got invited was there.
Thanks for rubbing that in.
Well, yeah, what's the deal?
Yeah, but
that's
anyway.
It's almost worth a text to Jay to say, understand you had a good party last night.
Well, they have to like you. I mean, that's kind of a factor.
That does hold me back.
But Emerson Biggins, Luis Lopez, Big Lou. I was in Big Lou's wedding.
Really?
We got a lot of distance out of that last night. He got married 41 years ago in Hutch.
Was he in your wedding?
No, he was not.
Was your wife in your wedding?
For a while. Yes. And then that actually came up. We Kelly Kimmett,
we love Kelly.
Top real estate agent in town.
Not,
if you're going to buy a
top
crib,
treasure.
If you are going to buy a crib, you need to use her. She's amazing. Jay Miller was giving her plenty of props last night.
Was she there?
No, she was not. She had a function, but she wanted me to make sure and give some love to Jay and his wife Joy. She helped them find a house.
Well, good. Yeah, it was. Whose house was it? Can we say that?
What do you mean?
Didn't it belong to somebody else before Jay found
it? Well, when he left, they sold it to Ron Baker.
There you go.
Yeah.
Friend of our show, Ron Baker.
Ron Baker.
Oh, what a Wichita treasure he is.
Absolutely. No, Evan Wetzel.
Yes.
Love him. Treasure.
Still.
I know I'm going to get heat. I'm kind of
rolling. You are going to get a lot of heat because...
Have I missed some people?
Oh, no, no question you've
Tanya's,
missed
people. Walt.
Tanya's is on the restaurant list for me.
Okay, now I see it. Larry Doss over at Walt.
Larry Doss, wonderful, wonderful job.
Wonderful, wonderful person. Absolutely.
Just a beauty.
The Anchor, that's up and running.
I agree.
Again.
The Anchor we like.
It's been a couple years getting freshened up.
What's that place, Old Mill Tasty Shop?
Well, that no longer exists. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Right there on Douglas.
Right there on Douglas.
It's in Andover, but Metro Bistro is
Nafsker
fantastic.
Park, a Wichita treasure. You've spent many nights there.
Yeah, where now?
Nafsker Park.
Yes, right across from, Old Mill.
And you might as well just say homegrown, our friend Dave Phillips.
Okay, I saw Dave in Kansas City when we were playing St. Louis. How can you not mention the good people at Ziggy's? The Hideout,
Fenwick's.
Ziggy's, John Fenwick, Doc, love him, the Rebecmos brothers.
You are knocking them out today,
yes.
My friend.
I mean, that, you talk about treasure, that's top of the list. But John Fenwick, I call him Doc.
Well, that's who he is. He's Doc.
He's priceless.
He's one of our guys.
Absolutely. He's a listener of the show.
We haven't really gone through the pizza list. Nola's would be there for me.
Here's Daryl mentioning himself. Good Egg former owner Daryl Lowry.
I don't know Daryl.
Also former owner of River City Brewery. That's where I met my wife for our first lunch date.
Oh.
That's a great place as well.
Back in 2009.
And she didn't run?
I walked in and she sat there and invited me to sit next to her.
Wow. What do you think of that, Jeff?
Well, that's a date, I guess.
I love Debbie. That's your best. I'll give you some love right now. You were above average writer for the Eagle Beacon. You're entertaining on the radio till you start jamming up Jeff, which is about 7 seconds. You plenty of props for League 42. I don't even have a humor line there. Good for you on that one.
Good, but, no humor.
But yes, but marrying Debbie's your best thing that's ever happened to you.
Well, what about her marrying me? Well,
her top five.
We're still scratching heads on that one.
I mean, that was a brilliant move by her.
Well,
and
that's debatable, but
she reminds me every day how happy she is.
Have we mentioned the John Mack Bridge?
Oh, yeah. I love the John Mack Bridge. Really my favorite bridge.
Yeah, can it not be?
We're running out of material.
Yeah, when we start going to bridges.
Bridges might be the
North High, what's the bridge right there?
Manissa.
North High, the most beautiful high school.
It'd be one for me. I'm with you on that one. North High.
I like
Barry
East.
Sanders. Have we given Barry love? I mean,
if we start going down that road.
Lynette Woodard, who visited Phillips
How
University.
About our good friend Mark Standiford?
Mark Standiford, still the home run leader at Wichita State. Took him to Alaska 2 years.
All right.
The Alaska League twice.
We got just a minute or so left. Your favorite player ever at Wichita State.
Okay.
Go for it.
Yeah, I'm going to go
right
there.
Right now is a good time just to go.
Well, I get asked a lot of times who was the best pitcher we've ever had at Wichita
State. That.
And it was a tie between Dreifert and Pelfrey. When they were on the mound, I looked like a really good coach.
Don't care about best.
What am I supposed to say on that, Jim?
You know a name came to your mind immediately.
Yeah, and that's all we want. And nobody's going to hold you accountable. Nobody's going to be upset.
Except all the people I didn't pick.
No, they'll be fine with it.
They can just assume they're second.
They want to know right now.
Who my favorite?
If I had to guess.
Let's go.
If I had to guess, I would say Travis Wyckoff.
Oh, okay. That's a safe one.
You can't just give him the answer.
You soft toss me right there. And that's a good answer. He like Paul Sollentrop is one of my go-tos. When I'll be a little rattled, I'll call him, and he's like my psychologist. He's just the voice of reason. Travis Wyckoff, let's roll with that.
Why not?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now he doesn't listen.
You let him out
I was
easy.
Trying to get somebody that was listening so they'd say, thanks, dude. Brandon Hall's a Wichita treasure.
Love him.
He's a great friend.
Great friend.
Shane Dennis, how can you go wrong with him?
Anthony
Jamie Bluma.
Capra could be listening right
Anthony
now.
Anthony Capra's, I'm a big fan. He's got an amazing Christmas display.
I heard about that.
Nandover.
Wow.
Pelfrey put that on Twitter/X.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I went and checked it, and it's legit.
All right. Brent, we always love you. You're always entertaining, and we like having you here for our treasure show. Thank you for being here, and we'll catch up soon.
Sounds good. My pleasure.
Brent Chemnitz, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in a minute. We'll make our picks with Jason Duda, who may or may not join us. Apparently, he has an appointment that's running long. And the big fella, Anthony, They join the show next, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
So Duda did send his picks, and we'll give those as we move along here. Let's hear the music, Mac. There we go. Duda has retained the lead, although it's now tight. I've moved into second place. Jeff is third. Max is holding off Anthony for fourth place, but Anthony had the best week last week. The bonus game killed everyone last week, but it particularly killed Jeff and Jason, who went with 10 points. We start with the bonus game this week. In the college football playoff, an in-state battle, Indiana visiting South Bend to face Notre Dame. The Irish, a 7.5-point favorite. This is the bonus game, 1 to 10 points. What number you bid, you could either get the points or you could lose them. I'll start out. This is a hard one. That half point is a big deal.
It is.
I'm not convinced on either of these teams. I like Indiana within the number for six. Jeff.
So more confident. I'm not going the 10-point route today because that burns you more often than not. And I agree with you about the half point. I think Indiana stays within a touchdown. I hope they do because I got them for four.
Duda, being the moron he is, Notre Dame for 10.
Good for him.
Max.
Yeah, Ted. The sports head, alumni of Notre Dame. I'm with Ted. Notre Dame for six.
Well, he likes Notre Dame. That doesn't mean he'd pick them with
Max,
the bonus.
Max is a loyal guy.
He is a loyal guy. Anthony, how you doing, first of all? What's your pick here?
Oh, I'm doing all right. But, you know, Gullible is written on the ceiling. Right about now, everybody just looked up. Falling after Notre Dame. But no, I'm going to go with Indiana because this is a rival game. Not really a rival game, but Indiana has more to prove than Notre Dame does. So I'm going to lay 10 on Indiana.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well, somebody's losing 10. I hope it's Duda because I'll get 6 if that's the case. Next, we have Southern Methodist University, better known as SMU, in Happy Valley to face Penn State. Penn State, an 8.5-point favorite in this game. Jeff?
We got picks, of course, brought to you by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. I don't know if I'd recommend anyone go to FanDuel to bet this game. It's interesting. It's tricky. I think SMU is good. Penn State's good. So let's say they're more evenly matched than 8.5 points and SMU for one.
Let's see. Duda has SMU for one. Max.
I like Penn State at home. I got Penn State for two.
Penn State for two. What about you, Anthony?
That's right. This is a home game. This is also the playoffs, too. I think there's a lot riding on mine, but I'm going to go with SMU to three.
You know, I often talk about how I think the whole Penn State thing is way overrated. They've proven that again to some degree this year. I think SMU's...
Remember, they lost to Clemson.
I know. This is a tough game. I am going to pick SMU. That's a lot of points. SMU for two.
That's because Paul Savage says they're an upcoming power, you know.
Well, you know. Now we have aforementioned Clemson on the road to face Texas. Texas giving 12.5. Duda picks Texas for three. What about you, Max?
That's a lot of points. I'd rather start with the points. I'll take Clemson for one so I don't lose much.
Clemson for one. Anthony?
Yeah, that is a lot. And Dabo has been in these moments as a head coach more than Sarkisian has been as a head coach. So I'm going to lay 2 points on Clemson.
A lot of points on the road. Clemson with a resume that may not jump out at you. I'm not sure about Texas. I'm going to pick University of Texas for four against my better judgment. Jeff?
Yeah, these are tough games. I don't know. I just changed a bunch of picks and then kind of changed them back and rearranged. So I don't know, but I have Texas for five.
All right. We'll see. And finally, the final first-round playoff game, Tennessee at Ohio State. The Buckeyes giving 7.5 points. Max, you get the first pick here.
Let's see. In honor of Mike Vrabel, I'm taking Ohio State for seven. He could end up being the next coach there.
Maybe. Anthony.
Is that breaking news right there?
I think that's Max wishful thinking.
No, I want him on the Patriots for a coach.
I'll take him for the Cowboys. Anyway, I'm going to lay four on Ohio State. This is the one time where I think home cooking will actually do some good. So I'm going to say four on Ohio State.
Thinking about our buddy Mike Furches, big Volunteer fan. So if these picks were to all come true, I guess there's only one other SEC team playing. We all picked Texas, or most of us did. I'm gonna pick Ohio State for one. Jeff?
Well, the home cooking against Michigan did not get Ohio State anywhere. Tennessee, they've had a really good year. Ohio State has had an okay year by their standards. I got Tennessee for four.
Wow. Duda with Ohio State for two. Now we get into the NFL where Duda just goes wild. He's the best NFL prognosticator you could ever have. Denver and the Chargers in L.A. Interesting line on this game, I think. The Chargers a 3.5-point favorite. We start with you, Anthony.
Wow, got me on the hot seat. Man, this game could go either, if we get the Bo Nix that threw three interceptions last week, then, yes, I could see 3.5 for L.A., or are we going to see, I don't know who we're going to see,
But Herbert is playing tonight. So, yes, I'm going to roll with the 3.5 for L.A. because it's a home game. Give me 5 on the Chargers.
5 on the Chargers, who are not playing well right now. They had their moments. They look like a team that's fizzling to me. Denver looks exactly the opposite, like a team that's going to ride a wave into the playoffs. They're younger, their young quarterback getting better and better. This one to me is a Denver pick for 7. Jeff?
I'm not quite that confident. Bo Nix was not very good in their most recent game against Indianapolis. That game really turned when Jonathan Taylor fumbled or dropped or let go of the ball right before the goal line.
All right, we don't need – this isn't NFL highlights.
And the momentum really shifted after that. But I still do have Denver. I think they're better than the Chargers, and I have them for 3.
Duda likes Denver for 7. Max.
Yeah, Denver's hot. I'm going with the Broncos for 6 in this one. Chargers at home. It'd be mostly people from Denver there, probably.
Anthony out there on that limb on that one. Next, we have Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Seems like they just played. They're playing again in Baltimore, where the Ravens are a 6.5-point favorite. I start here. I think Pittsburgh's fading. I like Baltimore for 5. Jeff.
And I don't know why I put so many points on this game, because the last time these teams played, it was ugly. Pittsburgh pulled it out, but that was at home. Baltimore should be able to take care of them by a touchdown. 6 for Baltimore.
Duda goes the other way. Pittsburgh for 4. Max?
Yeah, you know, these division games in the black and blue division. I think the Ravens can win, but I think the Steelers will keep it within the spread. So I'll take the Steelers for 3.
And what about you, Anthony?
Yeah, I got to go with Pittsburgh on this just because of history. And for some reason, Pittsburgh is like kryptonite to Lamar Jackson. So I will go with Pittsburgh and 6.
All right. We're a little bit all over the place there. I like Baltimore. Philadelphia in Washington to face the Commanders. Even on the road, the Eagles are 3.5-point favorites. Jeff.
Every time I thought the Eagles might fade a little bit, it hasn't happened. They've actually gone the other direction. They had the turmoil. Didn't matter. Washington, hasn't played really well in a while. I've got Philly for 7.
Wow. Duda has Philly for 6. What about you, Max?
Yeah. I'm putting my snowman on the Eagles in this one. Eagles for 8.
Wow. Anthony, you hanging with the big spenders here?
No, I'm not hanging with the big spenders because everything is going against the Commanders. And, of course, me being the Cowboys, traditionally I would go against them. But just when you think one team is doing bad and the other team is on the roll, it's when everything reverses. So I'm going to lay 1 on Washington.
1 on Washington.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think you missed an opportunity here. I like Philly, and I'm going all 8. All 8.
Yeah.
Next, Tampa Bay and Dallas in Dallas. The Cowboys showing a little bit of sign of life now with their quarterback. They are getting 4.5 points at home. We start with Duda on this one, right? Or
yeah.
Do we start with you? He has Dallas for 5.
He's not smart.
What about you, Max?
Do you think Cleveland is regretting letting Baker Mayfield go? They have to be. I like the Bucs in this one for 5.
Tampa for 5. Anthony.
All right. You guys are pretty smart. And you also have to remember, this is a home game for Dallas. They don't play good at home for some reason. So, smart money, Tampa Bay. And I'm going 7.
7 on Tampa Bay. I like Tampa Bay, too. I think they're good. And I think they'll cover this, even on the road. Tampa Bay for 6. Jeff.
Yeah, Anthony said it. Dallas plays terribly at home. Tampa Bay just went into L.A. and crushed the Chargers. Baker Mayfield's playing well. Tampa for 8.
Wow. Duda on the island. I don't know what made him pick Dallas. And finally, the Chiefs at home. Sounds like Patrick Mahomes is going to answer the bell and play in this game. They are 3.5-point favorites on Saturday against the Houston Texans. Let's start this one with Duda. He has Houston for 8.
Okay.
Max.
Oh, he's hurt. Oh, he faked all his injuries. It's hard to beat the refs. But I'll take the Texans for 4.
Dumb. That's why Max will never, ever be a threat in picks. Anthony.
You know, it's hard to pick when the Chiefs are involved because they very rarely seldomly cover the spread, with the exception being Cleveland. So I'm going to have to lay my 8 ball on Houston.
Wow.
Lots of confidence in a Houston Texans team that hasn't been nearly as good as I thought they were going to be. They're still a threat.
They're okay.
But I don't know, man. The Chiefs have something to play for here. It's not like they're just they're on cruise control. One of the reasons Mahomes is playing is because they got to bury Buffalo so that they can get the bye and the home field. I like Kansas City here. I'm not going a ton of points. But I like Kansas City here for 3. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm right there. I don't have much confidence, but Houston hasn't shown me much this year. Kansas City for 2.
All right, there you go. Big fella, you had a good week last week. Congratulations. Keep it going in the right direction, although I got to tell you, with these picks, I'm not sure you will.
We'll see about that. That's why we play to win the game.
That's right.
Always.
Exactly. Thank you, Anthony.
Yep.
And to Max as well, and to Duda, who did his picks electronically. Tomorrow on the show, the 3-man booth, unless I get moody and decide not to do it.
Yeah, let's don't.
I'll let you know in the morning.
No.
A day off has an appeal. You know, I haven't had one in 3 weeks.
I understand, but I'm off Channel 12 tomorrow. And I don't want to spend that time trying to find guests. So let's
well, too bad what you want.
Let's just do the show.
You already got Joanna at 3:25.
Yeah, sure do.
Guests can't be your security blanket.
You have at least 2 days off next week. If not, you can take it. I take Christmas Eve, Christmas Day after. I mean, I take all of those.
Well, we'll see what I do.
Yeah.
What I do is my business.
But, of course, I'm off next week as well.
Well, that's ridiculous.
And then you're off the week after
we'll
that.
We'll see how we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
We will.
I'll just leave it at that.
We don't know what's going to happen.
What do we have? We got your birthday thing coming up Saturday. We've got the folks at the Eagle, Jamie Green and Travis Hying are going to give us a sneak peek at the new League 42 Jackie Robinson statue theft documentary. Be like Jackie, more like Jackie. And we're getting a preview of that on Saturday afternoon. Thanks to them for making that available to us.
I assume I'm allowed to bring my family with me to that.
Well, sure. Who's holding Max? Max is holding. This better be good because I'm on a roll. Hello, Max.
Bob, happy belated anniversary, sir. Happy for you.
Well, be happy for my wife. I don't understand why everybody's happy for me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, she's a lucky gal if she was able to land you. Hey, guys, Wichita Treasure Show tomorrow, is that right?
It was today, Max.
No,
we just spent the first hour and 20 minutes with Brent Chemnitz.
I was told.
You'll have to go back and are you awake, Max? Usually you have more energy.
Bad information.
Yeah, what's going on?
I got some bad information on Saturday night. I was told it was on the 20th, Brent Chemnitz was going to be in, and I was told that if I call in with my treasure, that I cannot say Ziggy's Pizza because Brent had dibs on saying Ziggy's Pizza was his treasure.
Brent alluded to Ziggy's Pizza. We had an hour and 20 minutes of Brent going in and out of consciousness, and it was a great show.
Brent's got a fold-out cot in the closet of the hideout at Ziggy's that he just lives in there. I mean, the guy is paying two mortgages right now, one in his house and one at the hideout. I mean, he lives there, Bob.
He loves his Ziggy's. Who can blame him? It's a great place. Yeah, you missed it. You'll have to go back and listen to it.
Was the show actually today? It was today?
Yes.
We're not lying.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can cancel my PTO tomorrow from 2 to 4 because I planned on listening in the whole time. Yeah, how did I miss that?
Well, you can still hear it on the Odyssey app, KFHradio.com. Max is Max, our producer, is diligent about making sure the show is on our Twitter page.
On YouTube. I mean, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. You can listen to this show anytime, any place.
All right. Was there a new treasure on the list this year, that kitchen remodel you just finished up?
I've already forgotten.
Did that make the list?
I've already forgotten what the treasures were. Certainly my kitchen remodel is a treasure. No
Absolutely.
Question. Thanks, Max. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Go back and listen. All right. There you go. What was I talking about before?
I don't know. Does it matter?
That's not a typical Max call.
Something was missing there.
There was no energy, no life. And, you know, we love Max.
Yeah, he didn't really bring it today, and that's okay.
It's okay. Maybe he had a bad connection.
I don't know.
I'm not going to critique it, although I just spent the last minute doing exactly that.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I was talking about, but it was good.
The documentary.
Oh, that. We're going to see that, and we'll have an announcement on how you can see it fairly soon. It'll do well. It's an hour and 2 minutes long. These are people who have won several awards with previous documentaries on Father Capon and the Marian Record. They've won Emmys with their work, and they've done a... I haven't seen the full documentary. I saw the trailer, and then about a month or so ago, I saw the first... At that time, before they'd done a lot of editing, I saw the first 10 to 15 minutes, and it's going to be really good.
I believe it.
And really difficult for the old man to watch in part. There are parts of it that will be difficult.
Well, we'll be there for you.
Well, you know what part I'm talking about, too.
Almost all the parts.
Well, especially the youngster, Marcus.
Right.
Who is... will forever have a piece of my heart, and I hope he'll be at the screening on Saturday with his family. We'll see. They've been invited.
Good.
Anything else you want to share? Because yesterday you about drove me to drink in the car. Max was playing music.
Well, I don't hear that. Just
I know. You don't put your headsets on.
I knew we were going to break, but I wanted
to. And he kept playing it louder and louder and play the – and it just got to the point – take a break.
We were going to break, but I didn't have much for the after that segment and just bump around. Hey, what are you doing this week? So I wanted to go a little longer with that segment and then come back and
kind of... Well, Max, you got to get a read on that. But don't drive the old man crazy.
Well, I apologize.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We love you all. Thanks to Max back in the studio. We'll be back tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.